marshmallows that are laced with rat poisoning, screws, and also ball bearings. They've had to have been slotted inside the marshmallows, and the rat poisoning that we believe has been used should actually be kept in a rat-containing box when you catch rats, because of how dangerous it actually is and the damage that it does to wildlife and pets.
But I guess a danger to humans as well.
Absolutely. A bit concerned about children, especially because they're in marshmallows, and the way that they looked could be quite attractive to children as well, thinking that they've seen it on the floor and, you know, very small children who might not be quite aware of it.
And there are reports of this elsewhere as well, aren't there?
Yeah, in Otley Shevin at Surprise View, there's been reports that it's also been there. It isn't the first time it's been in Gatisley either, but it's the first time with marshmallows. Last time it was bread.
What are police doing?
Police have been contacted by Take My Paw and also by the lady who actually found them and contacted us. They're looking into it. The RSPCA have been informed too, and the council have been informed this morning.
Can you ever stop something like this? That's the worry, isn't it?
No, I don't think you can, and that's why we wanted to get it out there and let everybody know. It's been seen on our Facebook page, of Take My Paw's Facebook page, by 4.5 million people, including Jennifer Saunders, who sent us a message wishing us all the best of luck to try and sort it out. And it's also gone viral on Twitter and other places too, so we just need to raise awareness of it so that people are more vigilant. It isn't the first time. It has happened a few places over the country since we've been involved in the page that we run. We have noticed it in other places, but never so much in Leeds, but to have two places in the space of a week is a concern.
Is there a concern that in raising awareness of it, you might be giving an idea to other people?
Yeah, that was the worry about putting the pictures on. If you put the pictures on, then people can see them, and it gives people an opportunity of seeing how to do something like that. I'm just hoping that they have compassion and that they aren't wanting to hurt animals or human beings, and realise that this is a very slow, painful death. If you can't get them to the vets quickly, then the animal will die, and it will be very, very painful. When they swallow them down, it rips through their esophagus and all the way down as far as it can. So yes, sometimes you can't get them out. Even if the rat poisoning has been able to be treated, the fact of the damage, of the internal damage that nails and ball bearings will have done, is awful.